Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're excited to be offering a few day camps for our kids over the Christmas break. First of all, on Tuesday, December 27th from 10 to 4, we will be offering the On Their Own and OK program. This is a course to help youth gain the skills and confidence to stay home alone, open to youth in 4th through 8th grade. It will be held here at the Cass County Community Center. There is a $10 fee for the day that includes lunch, snacks, and all resources. Course highlights include dealing with emergencies and first aid, safety and privacy, whether at home or online, daily routines and tasks, healthy meals and snacks, as well as ground rules for fun with friends and siblings. Registration information for this program is available on the Cass County Extension website, and we're asking for registrations by Wednesday, December 1st. We are limiting the class to the first 25 youth, so please register early for On Their Own and OK, a course to help youth gain the skills and confidence to stay home alone. This is happening December 27th, which is a Tuesday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. here at the Cass County Community Center. The very next day, we are going to partner up with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA to offer our Winter STEM Camp, and this winter our theme is Rockin' Roller Coasters. Youth in grades 3 through 5 will explore concepts in science, technology, engineering, and math while they work in teams to design, build, and test roller coasters made out of paper. Learn to harness force and motion, work as a team, as well as do some fun activities, have lunch, and more. This fun hands-on challenge is again Wednesday, December 28th at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. It's open to anyone interested. You do not have to be a member of the Y to sign up for the Rock and Roller Coasters Day Camp. On the 28th, the day camp will run from 9 to 4 again at the Y. There is no cost to attend the Winter STEM Day Camp, and lunch will be provided. Pre-registration is required, however, by Thursday, December 22nd, so make sure you get those registrations in. Again, this camp has a limited number of registration spots, so register early before the camp fills. To register for either On Their Own and OK on December 27th or Rock and Roller Coasters for 3rd through 5th graders on December 28th, you can pick up a registration form at the Cass County Extension Office or find all of that information for both of those programs on the Extension website. Also, yesterday, the 2016 ISU Land Value Survey was released. The news this year, the average Iowa farmland value has shown a decline for the third year in a row. That's the first time this has happened since the 80s farm crisis, and is now estimated to be about $7,183 per acre. That is a statewide value decline of $449 per acre, or about 5.9%. Keep in perspective, the farmland values hit a historic high in 2013, but have steadily declined since then. Overall, since 2013, the statewide average value for an acre of farmland has gone down about 17%. The 2016 ISU Land Value Survey was conducted in November by ISU Extension in partnership with the Center for Ag and Rural Development at ISU. Wengdong Zhang, the Assistant Professor of Economics at ISU, led the annual survey. He did note in the report that the likelihood of another farm crisis is low due to steady farm income accumulation before the downturn, a stronger governmental safety net, and an overall lower debt in the ag sector. This $7,183 per acre value represents a statewide average of low, medium, and high quality farmland, but the survey does also report average values for each land quality type, as well as crop reporting districts and all individual 99 counties. All 99 counties did report a drop in average values this year. For Cass County, the average value in November of 2015 was $7,169, and that has dropped to $6,731 for the 2016 land value survey. In the report, it notes the most common positive factors influencing land prices were low interest rates, strong crop yields, limited land supply, and strong demand. The most commonly cited negative influencers were low commodity prices, high input prices, losses on livestock, weak cash rental rates, and a weakening global economy and stock market returns. The ISU Land Value Survey has been sponsored annually by ISU since 1941, when it was created as a first-in-the-nation land value survey. The full report can be found by visiting the Center for Ag and Rural Development, or go to the ISU Extension homepage and search Farm Land Value Survey. There's also a link to the Farm Land Value Survey on the Cass County Extension homepage. New this year, an interactive tool that includes visualization tools such as charts, interactive county maps, allowing users to examine land value trends over time at either the county, district, or state level. For more information on upcoming Extension programs or links to Extension resources, visit the Cass County Extension website. Stop in the office at 805 West 10th Street. We'd be happy to help you out, or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.